Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
97 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Damn it, Issa.
What? What happened?
She walked in here yesterday and gave me some slime putty or something. And was like, here, Daddy, it's something you can play with while you're working, you know, while you're doing interviews, and like you go play with it. Some slime putty, glitter slime putty.
Oh gosh,
why is it stuck all over my hands right now, and I can't do nothing?
Oh my god! So you tried to use it, and then it just kind of... Oh gosh, I don't even know. How do you take that off?
No, it comes off. It's just like annoying. Yesterday when we was playing with it, wasn't this sticky. Now all of a sudden it's dumb sticky.
You think she was trying to sabotage you?
She might have been setting me up. It's possible.
She's going to wake up today laughing like, ha, 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 ha.
Facts. Super fact. She got me. I've been slimed. Yo, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. I think the weather today is going to be pretty nice. I looked earlier in the weekend and said it was supposed to cool off this weekend into the 80s, much cooler than yesterday. It was pretty hot and muggy yesterday.
Yeah, it was gross.
Here in the tri-state area. Listen, Kanye West, the third Donda live stream went on last night, and I had to work late supporting my guy Belly. His album came out, and I had to do something for Apple. Well, I was up. His album, it was like this thing we called First Listen, where we're like interviewing fans and artists on Apple Music right when the album dropped. So I was up till like midnight last night.
Okay.
Anyway, the Kanye West stream was still going on in Chicago.
Didn't it start at midnight?
Was it supposed to?
I don't know, Ebro. I'm so confused by it.
I think it ended up going live at like 11 New York time, which is like 10 in Chicago, right? I think so.
Yeah, right. 1 hour behind.
Yeah, 1 hour behind. So, at any rate, it was still going on when I was driving home at 12:30 in the morning.
Oh, so did you get to catch some of it? Because
I heard some of the music while I was driving. I brought up Apple Music in my car. I didn't see it, but I listened to it.
It's officially out then.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't see it.
Oh.
That was exactly where I was going. Now, what I did see people tweeting about with Kanye West and this Donda situation was the fact that the Lauryn Hill track got played last night and that Shinsia was in the building last night and featured on a record.
Yeah, it was quite the number of guests, and we'll talk about it more in Flashing Lights, but I did see Marilyn Manson, The Baby.
Mm.
I saw Shinsia.
Rafael Sadiq, I saw. A picture of anyway.
Oh, okay. I mean, actually, like on stage or in the house that he built. That's what I'm talking about.
The house that Kanye built. Yo, one of the more intriguing stories for me was actually an article was put out by, if I could get this damn slime off my hand. Oh, yeah, that sounds crazy, right?
Sounds like a congrats later.
Facts. Kanye has made, well, at least it says here, it doesn't say which specific Donda event. Oh, the first Donda event where he sold the Balenciaga shirts.
Yeah.
He made $7 million.
He was selling those bulletproof vests for, I think, 20,000. That's what they were going for at one point.
Each?
Yeah, I don't know if it was resale, but yeah.
So he also made $7 million on that Gap puffer, too. Already. Now, obviously, that's part of the Gap deal, so I don't know if that goes directly into his pocket. I don't know how it works, but nonetheless, that's, you know me, because I'm wondering, where's the benefit to not releasing this album? I'm looking at all the benefits, because you know people are studying this new rollout situation. A live stream with a concert, special guests just walking out, standing there. You know, because that's what it looked like. Everybody just stood on the porch of the house last night, Laura.
I know. And then he got, what it looked like he got married.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I think it was Kim Kardashian in a white dress. Can't see the face. I don't know, Ebro.
So they renewed their vows? They're married again? Or they're just like...
I think it was just like
a reenactment.
Yeah, reenactment. It's a lot. But, you know...
The other thing, you know, setting up this whole Donda event, you know, I heard cost him millions of dollars, too.
I'm sure.
Rebuilding the house, taking over Soldier Field. Listen, I appreciate his commitment to entertainment. If anything, Kanye West, we could be as mad and annoyed as we want, you know. But he is committed to pushing the envelope of what a show could be, what entertainment could be. Pushing his ideas. And you're sitting there like, yo, but where's the album? How's the music sound? Yo, I heard a record. They played that record with West Side Gun again last night. That joint sound fire.
Okay. That's tight. Okay.
I also saw somebody tweet that he didn't play the Jay-Z verse that he once had.
Yeah.
Has that been removed?
I heard that it was replaced by the baby.
Hmm.
So we'll give you more details coming up. But
call right now. If you want to play Laura Never Loses, man. What do we got tickets to?
To On the Reggae and Soca Tip, going down Labor Day weekend. Featuring Shaggy, TJ, Spice, and many more. Until at Ticketmaster.com. But right now we need a male and a female contestant to hit us up. 800-223-9797.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Okay, now let's get into a shenanigan time with tickets on the line. On the Reggae and Soca Tip next Friday, going down to kick off the Labor Day weekend. There's no parade out there on the parkway, but people still partying out in Brooklyn. Y'all know how y'all going to do the bashments. Things going to be happening, the functions in the streets, the block parties, all that. But call. We got Juan and Karen for Laura Never Loses. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. How are you? You sound amazing. Where are you going?
I'm going to work, but I'm really excited to finally be on the phone with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. What do you do for a living?
I'm heading to the city. I work for Con Ed.
Shout to Con Ed, man. People not mad at y'all right now, so it's good. You know, soak it up. Enjoy
That's
it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think most people happy. They stuff, you know, we haven't. The last little storm was good, you know, no problems. But gearing up for wintertime, we prepared to be mad at Con Ed again.
No, we got you guys. We're good.
I love it. Thanks, Karen. Now, how's living with the name Karen these days? How's that going for you?
You know, it's terrible right now, but I'm not one of those. A good time.
She's like, I'm not one of those.
Yo, I'm not one of those. Yo, amazing. Different. I'm a different type of Karen. We don't get the good Karens. Don't get no love right now.
That's right.
Damn it, man. Juan, how are you?
Yo, I'm good, man. Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
morning.
Juan, what are you doing? Where are you headed?
I'm doing a bread route right now. I'm in Parsons.
You dropping off some fresh loaves?
Yes, sir.
What type of bread you got back there, son? You got some sourdough?
Nah, just white bread, whole wheat. That's about it, to tell you the truth.
Dang, just white bread and whole wheat? What type of whole wheat? I don't eat white bread. That was like banned in my house. You could never have no white bread.
For real?
What? Never. The only time you might come across some white bread in my life was when you popped up at somebody else's cookout, and that's what they had.
That's wild.
That was like never you could have white bread.
But why? Because
it's bleed. You know, it's just not real bread. It's just not bread. Let's just be honest. White bread is not bread. It's like, you know, it's made in a lab, man. Look, if you eat white bread all the time and you're afraid of the vaccine, hit yourself with the button.
Oh, my God.
I'm just keeping it 100.
White bread is definitely something you should have just like as a treat. Like, okay,
white bread is like cake.
Yeah, you have it every now and then.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. It's trash, babe.
Get you some sprouted bread or whole wheat. You'll be all right.
Yo, Karen, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles for these tickets?
Laura Styles.
All right,
Karen.
60 seconds on the clock.
Okay, let's
do
this.
Juanito with the questions.
I'm ready.
Let's play. Laura, never loses.
Here we go. Okay.
Who just withdrew from
Ebro.
The Ebro?
Just withdrew from the U.S. Open. Why not? Naomi Osaka.
Wrong.
No, it was Serena Williams.
Correct. Oh, Serena. I was going to go with that. Was the other one I was going to try.
Right. On a periodic table of elements, which element has a symbol of Fe?
Laura.
Iron.
That's iron.
Yes, Ebro. And yes, Laura. Laura gets it. Who's going to headline a benefit concert?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Benefit concert for Haiti. Future.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which Asian capital city used to be called Peking?
Ebro.
Oh. Who is that, Jason? Laura.
Me? That would be Beijing.
Correct. Which online company scrapped their...
Ebro.
Ebro.
OnlyFans.
Correct. Okay.
Ooh.
Let's see. Which river has a Spanish name that translates to Big River?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura.
Big River? Rio Grande.
That is correct. Jason?
You can't keep track, B.
Yeah, I know.
Ebro wins.
No, I won.
Laura wins.
Karen, you going on the Reggae and Soca tip, man.
Yay, you're
the
Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Karen.
Yo, congratulations.
Yo, aww, man. We got a good Karen on the line, man. Let's celebrate her. You know what I'm saying, Juan?
That's a fight. Yeah.
Karen's getting a bad rap out here, man.
She got to change that.
Yo, man, it's so many black and Spanish Karens. I remember when they first started calling these crazy white ladies Karens. I was like, dang, man. They couldn't go with something whiter than that?
I know. Because all the Karens I know are either black or Spanish.
Yo, fast.
Yo,
I know mad Latina Karens,
Latina,
man.
Karens.
Mad. That's yo, so Karen, funny. Hang on. We're going to get some info for you, okay?
Thank you.
Get you these tickets. Up next, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, big story.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I know we gave you a little taste of it, but we will break down what happened at the Donda listening event in Chicago. We'll talk about it coming up, Flashing Lights.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red.
yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing light. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right, the third listening session for Donda went down at Soldier Field in Chicago last night. It featured some guest appearances.
Here we go.
We saw The Baby.
Mm.
Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely there.
Okay.
I saw Shensia.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shensia was definitely in the building and featured on a record.
And these are people that were actually, because there was a mock-up of what I thought is supposed to be Kanye's childhood home, right? Or cause then I saw it looked like a church.
It so was it, definitely, they said, his childhood home, which I did see it looked, resembled like his childhood home. I saw in another video. But then he threw a cross on top, which definitely made it look like a church.
Right.
So, yes, what you're saying is all true.
Okay.
All of that. All of that.
So these are people that were just kind of hanging outside the church on the stoop. So it was Marilyn Manson, The Baby, Shensia. And at the end of the night, Rosenberg, there is a Kim, believe it's Kim Kardashian. I think it is Kim Kardashian in a white dress, her face completely covered during the final song of the night, No Child Left Behind. And she appears to be walking up to Kanye as if they were getting married in some sort of way. It's not real. It's all staged.
Yo, you're not going to shout out West Side Gun. He was there.
Oh, I didn't see West Side
Raphael
Gun.
Raphael Sadiq.
They were all at the church?
But were they?
Yes, were West they Side fan? Gun was on the porch of the church.
Okay, because I haven't seen any
or the house,
of him.
Or whatever. And they played his song.
And Raphael Sadiq was there, too.
Yes. And the reason I know this is because I was still awake last night at this time because I had to work and do something else for Apple to celebrate my guy Belly's album, which you should go get. Yo, Juanito, bring up that joint I asked you to put in the system, The Weeknd and Nas and Belly. Since Kanye put his project out, we got more Nas. Nas putting in that work. And so anyway, I was awake, and this was streaming on Apple Music last night. So I was in my car driving home listening to the Donda album in my car, which sounded amazing. I ain't gonna lie. It definitely sounded pretty good.
Is the album out or no?
I don't think so.
I just checked. The answer is no.
Okay. So you were just listening to the stream of the event.
Yeah, I was just listening to the stream of the event. Okay. Are we going to get the album? Who knows?
Who
now it feels like he's now he's turns it from whatever he was doing before to it feels like trolling everyone.
By the way, just so y'all know, he's got these little streaming events are the highest grossing concerts. Like, I don't know if it's in history or something crazy with the merch sales and ticket sales and everything.
I mean, he's making tons of money, Rosenberg.
Crazy. He made $7 million.
On his troll, if you would have called
him a troll. $7 million on the merch alone in Atlanta, and $7 million on the Gap jacket, that puffer that he wore.
Yeah,
I saw a video floating around of people at the stadium, kind of like going nuts, like jumping over areas to get merch. Like it got a little wild in there because people were going ham over the Donda merch. Listen, Kanye's going to sell some clothes.
The Kanye stans are special, man. Like, I wish people understood the way we did sort of the nuance to Kanye stans. They're very unique. It's a unique crowd.
Listen, man. They're bozos. I'm going to keep it a thou wow.
What?
The stans, like the people who like go hamburger for him.
Yeah, like
he's got a different type of level fan. You know what I'm saying? And they act like bozos. But he's monetizing the hell out of it.
He definitely is. Definitely is. So, I mean, no album yet, but at least, you know, fans got to see and hear some of the music last night.
Yo, and news that's actually important and not as fun, switching gears, this just came across my timeline.
Okay.
Yo, the Supreme Court just overruled the federal eviction moratorium yesterday.
So that means people will be getting kicked out soon.
Well, states could try to protect them, but there's definitely landlords who are rejecting people who are getting their money from the federal government. You know how they're giving out the federal government's giving you money to pay your rent, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm reading stories of landlords who are rejecting that money and evicting people anyway.
Wow.
One story came across and said a family got evicted and their child got taken away because they didn't have a place to live.
Ugh. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's been a matter of time. People have been fighting to get rid of that moratorium for so long.
Oh, that's horrible. Mm. That's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:03, high of 91 degrees today, guys. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Also, yesterday in Afghanistan, this new remix spinoff crew of ISIS called ISIS K, you're going to be hearing a lot about, decided they was going to send in a suicide bomber over by the Afghanistan airport and killed like 4 Marines or something.
No, 12.
12, excuse me. And then so now, yep, they about to go in and tear that ass up. Because, you know, Biden signed that order to send in, you know, more artillery. Start busting their ass up for that. So just as we're leaving, we're staying.
Crazy, man.
Yo, we about to give America the congratulations you played yourself in 20 minutes. Hang on.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Hey, Doja. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. What's happening, everybody? Good money.
Yo, Ebro, you from the generation where when you talked about weed, you call it Doja? Roll that Doja.
Yo, roll up that.
Doja. That was a thing. That was definitely a thing. Roll the Doja.
Roll the Doja. It was. I mean, that was one of my first interests in Doja Cat. I was like, oh, she all about the, she about that weed, but she don't
old school weed talk.
She don't even smoke weed. She's like, yo, I can't smoke weed. She told me it was one of her regrets of her teenage years. I said, what would you tell your younger self if you could, you know, speak to your younger self? She said, not to smoke weed.
Oh, so she used to smoke so much, you're saying?
I mean, I guess.
I know when she came into the studio, she was like, I can't drink coffee. I can't do caffeine. She was on an I can't do caffeine kit because it messed with her too much.
Mm. Well, don't smoke Doja either, Doja.
Also, watch that episode of Dave with her, man. It's really, she's a good actor on that show, too.
Yeah, she's a talented kid, man.
I saw a little clip.
You should watch it, Laura. You don't even need to watch the whole series. You go watch that one episode, and it doesn't matter.
Are we doing Doja Cat Appreciation Day again today?
Yeah, I love it. Every day. It's very important.
It's very important. Yo, on the music side of things, there's new Kendrick out. It's really Baby Keem's song, but Kendrick's on it. You know, we got that clip of the video nice. With Keem, Normani making out with Baby Keem in the back of a limo with Kendrick Lamar. Most of y'all listening to my voice right now may have never even heard of Baby Keem. And you're just now maybe hearing of Normani.
No, really, Normani?
I mean, they may have heard the name, but has Normani had like a big record yet?
Right.
But that we're talking to people driving to work right now, Laura Stiles.
So
do you know people driving to work right now, they not following everything the 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds is doing? You know what I'm saying? These are people with responsibilities, things to do.
That Kendrick verse though sounded crazy to me.
I mean, it's what we needed. While everybody else is playing around, and by everybody else, I mean Drake and Kanye playing around, Kendrick done unleashed. He's starting his rollout, so it seems.
You want to play it?
We will get to it. But first, I think Kendrick is giving Drake and Kanye this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
Facts. Y'all keep pity-patting, ticky-tacking, and going back and forth and not putting out your music. Well, here come Kendrick with some music.
Llama.
You know what I mean?
This is the first little taste. Clearly timed out, by the way.
It seems like it. I mean,
Well, he made the statement last week, right, about his last album on TDE. Now, another interesting thing to sort of look at from there, by the way, is that the Baby Keem is signed to his former manager who worked for TDE, Dave. It's Dave Free's label that has Baby Keem.
That's right.
And then here comes Kendrick featured on the record. So it may be a mix of things. It's new Kendrick. It's also maybe future Kendrick, too.
Well, I think that's where you're going, future Kendrick. If Dave Free done spun off and started his own business, and likely Kendrick is involved in this new venture, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then Kendrick's telling us, look, I'm going to step away from TDE after this project. Evidence suggests, why wouldn't he link back up with his boy Dave Free and put out some heat?
Yeah, it's like his best friend for many, many years.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, look for more Kendrick. We're going to get that new Kendrick heat on in a second.
Oh, but you're just... Oh, you're just looking. You keep looking on the streaming services to see if Donda's out. Hit the button.
Congratulations! Now you played yourself.
The truth is, the streets got Donda already. There's a streaming link out there that people have tweeted me of the album. It's not an official streaming service. It's not
really.
It's just up there. So clearly, somebody either listened to last night, recorded it from their television or whatever stream into a way to put it up on the internet.
So you could download the new Kanye on LimeWire, is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah, Grokster. Yo, in other news, hey, yo, America.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brook. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Cal Rich. Jet Carter. Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity Host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C. Step Swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B. and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
That's where you hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So we're leaving Afghanistan, but we're not now because yesterday Biden was at the podium, obviously, and for good reason. This group out of a section of Afghanistan called ISIS-K decided it was a good idea to go in and attack the airport as America's trying to leave, sent a suicide bomber in, killed how many people, Rosenberg?
It says dozens killed, including 13 U.S. troops.
Mm. Now, luckily, the day before, authorities had told Americans, if you're on your way to the airport or if you were standing at the gates of the airport, go home, because we think there's some threats coming. Clearly, that was on point. But now, Biden was emotional. I don't know if you guys saw this. Did you see him?
Yeah, I watched the presser.
He was emotional, and rightfully so, because he understands. Look, he had a son that was in the military. He knows. Making this call is not something he wants to do. He does not want to have to send more military into Afghanistan, but it looks like they're going to kick some ISIS-K ass for sending in that suicide bomber. And so just as we're leaving, we're not leaving.
But they didn't say that the timeline is changing.
No, they're still getting people out of there. But if we're going to kick somebody's ass, doesn't that mean we're kind of staying for a second?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know. Or if they could probably kick someone's ass there in 10 seconds if they want to. We have a lot of power should they want to do that. Just a matter, the thing that I don't understand about what's going on is we're now, like, in communication with the Taliban. Like, we're coordinating together.
Yes.
So it's a weird, different time where it's hard for me to understand even fully what's going on.
Well, and that's why this is appropriate.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what's on your list?
This is just completely random. But in Japan, in at Fuji Q Highland Park in Japan, which is like a Six Flags, there was a roller coaster called the Super Death Ride. Well, they had to shut it down because it was literally breaking people's bones.
Not what you want.
It says, a roller coaster in Japan known for its super death acceleration to triple-digit speeds was reportedly shut down after rioters suffered serious bone fractures. What in the hell? A rider suffered broken back, broken necks, broken arms.
Oh, my God.
This is horrible.
Whoa.
They never tested this out.
What's the name of the roller coaster?
It's called Super Death.
Super Death.
Oh, y'all got on something called Super Death and thought you was going to be all right? Hit the button. Oh,
congratulations. God. You played yourself.
It hits 112 miles per hour in just 1.56 seconds.
Wait, 1.56 seconds
nah,
to 100?
Nah,
bro.
Yo, Ebro, what's a normal, like, a really fast roller coaster, I feel like's like 50, 60.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
I know zero to 60 in 3 seconds is really, 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 really fast.
Well, this is 112 miles.
And 1.56, that's what they call the super death acceleration.
Oh, my God.
Yo, all that G-force, you definitely doodling on yourself. Somebody doodled on themselves.
Facts. That's Facts. Another injury they're not even talking about.
They're not even talking about the fecal matter that flew out of somebody. You got on something called the death what? Say it one more time.
Super death.
It's called super
man,
death.
Hit the button again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
I mean, listen, you got to give it to Jake Paul, don't you?
What happened?
What happened?
Jake Paul suggested that his brother Logan Paul could beat up Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns.
Wait, Myles Garrett, who is 270 pounds?
So 6'4", 271.
And how big's his brother?
And a maniac. Isn't Myles Garrett the guy who tried to kill someone with a helmet during a game?
That happened.
Now, Logan Paul's not small. He ain't 6'4", 270. And my favorite thing about it is that when Jake Paul tried to back up his... Logan is 6'2". I don't see weight on Logan. I feel like he's like 240, 250.
No, he ain't that big. He ain't no 240, 250.
No? He looked no pretty big way. Against Floyd.
He big boated.
Floyd is 150 pounds. I'm 225.
Oh, you're 225? Logan. So what do you think he weighs?
Probably like 205. Mike Tyson in his prime, just to give you an example, he was 210.
Mike in his prime was more, 215, around there. That's right.
And what, 5'11"?
Yeah. I'm trying to, why can't I find his, oh, wow. Oh, no, I'm way off. Sorry, he just looked mad big against Floyd. You are right, I am a fool. He weighed 190 against Floyd.
Yeah.
So he'd be giving up 80 pounds to Myles Garrett. Well, and the best part is that Jake Paul tried to be like, all right, man, sleep if y'all want on my brother. But y'all remember what happened to Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson's 5'8 and 37 years old.
And weighs probably 150 pounds dripping wet. Y'all, is it?
Y'all better leave Myles Garrett alone. He's 25 years old. He weighs 270 pounds. He's not retired. He's still out here. He's in his prime. Now, that doesn't mean that he could fight. But it also don't mean he can't fight.
That is a fact. I get very annoyed when I see Jake Paul come across my timeline. His chains really bother me.
His chains?
His chains really bother me.
I think you should fight him.
Facts. I don't know if I'd like myself in a fight against Jake Paul.
Listen, you get a bag. You get some promo in a bag. All you got to do as soon as he's about to swing on you, just drop.
Yeah, but you know what happened to Rosenberg when he played softball last time?
Yeah, his whole arm came off.
I don't know if a boxing match is a good idea.
I don't think you should do it, Rosenberg.
I saw Logan Paul the other day at WWE. He looked like he could At least beat me up. I mean, I'm not.
So,
I'm not.
So why are you talking ish right now? Hit yourself with the button. You know they're willing to fight anybody.
You played yourself
anywhere, anytime for the bag, for the troll. I don't know why you thought it was a good idea to get on this radio talking greasy about him.
I'm sorry.
Hey, yo, Paul Brothers. Rosenberg wants to smoke. Let's set it up.
Oh, and you know what they could call the match?
Huh?
Paul Rosenberg.
No. Hit him at the button again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Get us out of here, one of those.
Full circle.
Playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
You're
playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hey, Friday. We here. We got to get that new Kendrick on. Well, it's new. Let me say it right. Get his boy some respect. Baby Keem Kendrick. I'm going to play that. Also, Nas, The Weeknd, and Belly. Some new music out today. Oh, you was waiting for that Donda. Hit the button again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire!
Fire! Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Here in the tri-state, we got a good weekend of weather, it looks. So it seems. It's been hot the last few days. They called it a heat wave, I think. Today.
That's fair.
Today, they're saying 90s the high. Chance of rain in the overnight into Saturday. Tomorrow, 81. Sunday, 80. We'll take it. Why not? Why not?
Not bad.
Rat, does it feel like the summer is winding down? Is that the vibe you're having, Laura Styles? Does it feel like a wind down?
It's definitely coming to an end, little by little.
Yo, man, that was such a deep question you asked.
Right.
Like this,
well, no,
this,
like, because
why they pay you the big bucks.
Well, no, I was just gonna say because as a parent,
you feel it.
You begin to feel it. You're getting those emails from school. You're trying to figure out, you know, camps are over, and you're trying to figure out what to do with your kid because you ain't, you know, like next week. It's like, all right, what?
Wait, when does Easter school start?
I think Easter starts on the 9th.
Okay, I'm not there yet. I'm just barely trying to teach Kenza how to walk.
So
that's what we're doing right now.
So camp's gonna wind down next week, and then you're gonna have a week with nothing to do for her.
Right. So then it's like, damn, Michael, you gotta fill time. You gotta figure stuff out. You gotta do stuff. Put stuff in the calendar. Mm. You know, or nah. But you know, I'm not one of those parents who just likes to put my kid right in front of the iPad and the TV all day.
Right.
You gotta
right.
do something. You know what I mean? You gotta get out in the world.
The screen time, man. I gotta tell you, I don't like. Over these last few years, I watch the screen time, and that's one thing I really, when I become a parent, want to be able to have control of the screen time.
Yo, my mans, check this out. Before the pandemic, Issa got like maybe an hour a day of screen time. And that includes television. Like whether it's her iPad or a TV.
All right, you're picking what you're watching, but.
Right. Once this pandemic started, it was out the window. She's on the iPad 8 hours a day.
Right, your life became the screen.
Right, she has no friends coming over.
Nothing.
There's only so many games you can play with her.
Nothing. And in the winter, it's snowing, it's cold, it's raining. Like, February? What are you doing?
And then they had to do virtual school screen right. time. So it was hard.
I've watched her attention span change. the iPad and screen time, when your kids have control of the iPad, it ruins their attention span. Mm. It ruins their ability to pay attention. It's shattered. Because once they have their own iPad and they can jump on Netflix and look at the kids' shows, they jump from show to show to show.
Mm-hmm.
So where I used to be able to sit down with Issa and watch like an hour show, we're like 15 minutes into it and she's like, I don't know. I'm like, yo, what? Because when she's in control, she can just jump to something else when she gets bored.
It's really wild, man. It's one thing for the streaming services, social media, all that stuff to have gotten big, but Issa's generation, the kids who grew up with streaming services like in their hand,
yeah,
it's a different ball game, and we don't know the impact it's gonna have.
Issa don't give a damn about IG though.
Good. Well, she's young for that.
Her mom let her have an IG, and she could post. She can't post photos herself, but she just doesn't care.
But I mean, the kids, the pressure of being involved in social is coming around the corner at like, I feel like 10, 11. I think that's when it starts with the, oh, you're not on Instagram, or you're not on this one or that one. That's when it starts.
Yo, I tried not to overreact as a parent yesterday. I heard Issa said to me, and I just didn't even say anything. She was like, you know what my favorite piece of jewelry now is? I was like, She was like, a choker. I was like, and I paused. I didn't say nothing. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, what?
Is that bad? Is a choke?
No, it's not bad, but it's just like, why? What? Why are you wearing some, you know, I'm old.
Mm.
What you wearing a choker for?
But Rosemary, it literally could be like a little rainbow lace thing.
Yeah,
like,
I don't give a damn. What you mean a choker? Crazy. Choking who? Choking what? What's happening?
Uh-oh. No. God. Issa, don't worry. Your auntie's here to help you.
Yeah, I mean, that feels like I feel like you're just playing into the word crazy, but it's not.
No, they need to give it a new name because I don't like it.
Oh, that's the actual name?
You see?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You see? Now y'all with me. Call right now. It's time to give away some tickets. DJ John is here. It's DJ John. DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, what happened?
Yo, John, how do you feel about the performance of your song these days?
This week was kind of, I'll give it a C.
DJ John. It's beautiful. What do you mean?
Today's a
DJ John.
Wow, Rosenberg.
But I need like the Allas from Kaz.
Yo, I'm gonna keep it on it. I'm only good for two DJ Johns. DJ John.
For the week.
DJ John.
Oh, for the song.
No, each song. And that's it. Yeah, I agree.
We used to go ham for like four or five. It's falling off.
Facts.
John, what are you giving away today when people are smarter than you?
Today I'm giving away tickets to the hottest concert Labor Day, going down Labor Day weekend. The Reggae, Silka, Tip Baby, Shaggy, TJ Spice, and many more. So you get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. September 3rd at the Ford Amphitheater. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, an amphitheater?
You know what I'm saying? Coney Island.
Oh, man, baby. Ebro.
An amphitheater.
Yo, the amphitheater is crazy. That's where they amputate your legs at the end.
Yo, the amphitheater.
I've never. I've never in all my days.
Who's on the line?
Yeah, who's on the line?
We ain't got nobody. We're going to let that amphitheater ring off for a second.
Jose. Hey, Jose, what's up, man?
Jose.
Yes, I'm here.
Peace, man. You ever been to an amphitheater before?
Never.
Damn, that's a shame, man.
You're missing out, bro. You're missing out. Now, I got another question for you, Jose. Do you give a damn about all of this Kanye West Donda album talk?
Honestly, I don't. I think it's crazy, but I guess this is the future going up.
Now, are you entertained by the chaos that it is and just the confusion? Like, when we talk about it, is it captivating at all?
Oh, definitely, because I find it to be crazy.
Got it, okay.
So it is captivating.
So in that regard, you're like, oh, my God, what's this crazy guy doing now? But in the regard of, like, following it closely, you ain't got time for all that.
Nah, I don't. I really don't.
All right, answer this question super fast so you can be hanging out with us next Friday. Coney Island Amphitheater.
Love it.
All right.
Yo, imagine what you're going to find on the beach near an amphitheater.
Anything.
All right, Jose, pay attention. Can you tell us, what is Kanye's new album called?
Donda.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. He bodied it. He bodied it.
DJ John.
Everyone knows that.
Okay.
It's trending.
Can you tell us, what type of dress was Kim wearing last night at the Donda listening event?
Oh, that's easy. It's Kanye. It's Gap. She wore a dress from Gap.
Incorrect. It was a Balenciaga couture wedding dress.
Ah, Balenciaga.
Balenciaga.
Not Gap?
Not Gap.
Yo, if that was a Gap wedding dress, Gap would be on a whole other level right now.
Seriously. See?
Yo, Gap, what are you doing? Step your game up, man. Kanye didn't give you that one? Terrible. Jose, you going on the Reggae and Soca tip with the whole Hot 97 family. Bobby Connors, Jabba, Young Chowie in the building with Spice and Shaggy. Rosenberg, how'd you feel about that gift that went out yesterday on Hot 97 with you winding it up with Spice on stage?
Oh, word.
I forgot about that.
I mean, listen, you know, it's an interesting piece of content. I don't know if it was actually posted, though.
Oh, it never went out?
I think it just went to our group chat.
Oh.
I forgot about that day on the Reggae Tip a couple years ago. But I might go back and run it back.
Yo, man.
This might be the year.
That was when Spice challenged me and I blew her back out on stage.
Blah.
Whoa.
Blah.
Blah. You saw it, Laura. You saw me in position.
Gosh.
Yes, I don't think Laura enjoyed it. If I'm being honest, I don't think Laura enjoyed seeing you, quote, in position.
Blah. Yo, Jose, hang on. We need to get some info. Hang on 1 second. Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles is next. What you got?
Guys, Teyana Taylor opened up about a breast cancer scare.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'll give you details on this story coming up, Flashing Lights. Wow.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brook. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Cal Rich. Jet Carter. Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity Host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C. Step swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B. and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Now, we got something happening. It's a serious situation. We need all hands on deck, friends of the show. You know what I mean? I need to understand something. If you work for a government agency, federal, state, whatever.
Post office.
What are y'all doing, bro? Nobody goes and gets checks and money orders anymore, fam.
Oh, it's just so annoying. No. I'm going to go get a passport for my daughter, my child, and any parent or any person actually right now who's been trying to get a passport or renewal or whatever knows the nightmare that is right now. It's like backed up weeks, maybe months, right? So finally, I was checking like a psycho and I was able to get an appointment, right? So I was super excited, like, oh my God, I can't believe after weeks of trying. So now I'm trying to figure out all the documents I got to take and it's like, you cannot pay the fees, the passport fees at the post office with a credit card or a debit card. You can only use a money order or check. Who has checks?
Yo, I ain't had a check.
And then I'm like, how do I know how much the fees are going to total up to? Like, how do I know what money order to buy?
Yo.
Like, why can't you use a damn credit card? I don't understand.
That's so annoying. Yo.
I don't understand.
Yo, I almost got arrested at the building I live in because of checks.
So I have to go to the bank and get a temporary check because that's what you're supposed. And then it's gonna. Oh my God, I'm gonna faint if they tell me you can't use this temporary check to pay for this.
Well, because, yeah, you don't know what to get. You can't get a cashier's check because you don't know the amount.
Exactly.
Oh, you're right. Exactly.
Yeah. So who has checks anymore?
Yo, can somebody call and tell Laura Styles the amount? If you work for the passport office.
Oh, gosh. Guys, do any of you guys have checks?
I do. No. I have checkbooks.
I never
use them. Yeah, whenever I got my bank account, they ask you at the beginning, do you want checks? And I said sure. And they send you the checks and they just sit in a drawer. So I have them if I needed one. Oh my God. I don't know the last time I wrote one.
Yo, why don't you write a check for Laura?
There you go.
Gosh.
I'd be happy to.
Yo, bring your Laura, run by Rosenberg's crib, grab the checkbook.
No, it's out of the way. I can't do that.
I could sign it. I could just sign it and leave the rest not filled out.
There you go.
No, then I would have to go all the way uptown.
They'd probably be like, also
now put
is
yo yeah, Rosenberg call
like, who
Uber.
Is this? Did you steal this?
Yo, Rosenberg, call Uber. Put your checkbook in an Uber and have them bring it downtown.
No, just let it sit in the back of the cab.
But yeah, guys, it's so ridiculous. Just like when people ask you to fax things, like what? Facts.
What are you? They still do that at government agencies,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Y'all don't have an email?
Yes. I was dealing with some hospital stuff that, like, you can send a fax. I was like, who does that? A fax?
Where? Yo, I'm in my building where I live. You know the little fob where you use to get in and out of things? If you lose the fob or it breaks or whatever, they charge you $25 for a new one.
Okay.
They will only take a check.
Oh, I can't, bro. I can't.
So I can pay my homeowners association. I can pay all this stuff digital. But to get a goddamn fob, I got to go find a $25 check. I wanted to fight. Fight me.
Oh, God.
Fight me right now.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. Let's go. Flashing lights.
Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flash in your life. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Teyana Taylor opened up about a surgery she recently had. She had emergency surgery in Miami after finding lumps in her breasts.
Damn.
So on a recent episode of Teyana and Iman's, they have a show called We Got Love, Teyana and Iman. Honestly, it's so cute. And the star of the show is their daughter, Junie. She's amazing. But no, she opened up that she had this emergency surgery after a doctor found some lumps in her breast. But luckily, you know, she's doing fine. Everything is good. But it's just, it's scary, guys, because
super scary.
That can happen to anybody. That's why it's so important, you know, women and men, because, you know, breast cancer also affects men. And a lot of people don't know that.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
But as a man, are you supposed to go get a mammogram or something? Or
you no, just look I think for you lumps? Can do. Yeah, you just you can do a self check where you can just look for lumps, and if you feel something that feels strange, you just talk to your doctor about
Juanito,
it.
Juanito, you ever done a self check?
Yeah,
you got some B cups
and
over
you
there.
You don't have to have huge breasts, guys.
Oh, that's how it works.
No, that's not how it works.
Oh,
I think about it every day.
Yeah, you just have to check yourself out to see if you feel like any abnormal mass. But it's really important to get yourself checked out, especially if cancer runs in your family. But yeah, man, that's scary. Yeah, thank God that she's okay. Now, did you guys see that rumor that was going around about Saweetie secretly back with Quavo?
Oh, sure I did. Yeah, Saweetie and Quavo, they've been quietly canoodling.
Rekindle?
That's
listen,
right.
What about the Boss Up headline? Saweetie secretly back with alleged quarantine creeper, Quavo.
There you go.
Well, you know, people were saying because they were both at Summer Jam, they said that Saweetie was hanging around.
She was hanging around a little late. I seen her. I seen it.
So
I was like, why is Saweetie still here? Why hasn't she vacated the premises yet?
So the articles came out, but Saweetie said nope. She said it's all, she basically said everything is a lie. She called the article, she said a Pinocchio-ass article. Anyways, back to the Saweetie meal.
I mean, then she jumped on Twitter yesterday and just started shaking her big ass up and down.
I mean,
Hot 97 posted it. I wouldn't have seen it. She just spent a minute. I mean, just a minute of ass bouncing. If anyone's interested in that kind of content, it's on the Hot 97 Twitter page.
Talk to him.
That's
Rosenberg.
Your flashing lights.
Okay. Time is
8:04. High of 92 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Listen, coming up, Kendrick, Baby Keem, new Kendrick verse out. And is this Kanye West Donda rollout getting on your damn nerves?
Is this over yet?
It's not. It's not.
Never is.
Keep it locked. Good morning. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
All right, I got questions, Rosenberg, Laura Stiles.
What's going on?
All right, we got some items we got to run through real quick. One, do you think our audience, and y'all tweet us, at Ebro in the AM, is tired of us talking about Donda? Or are they just tired of, like, it not being fulfilled? Like, there's no music. Like, what do you think? Where do you think they are with this?
Or are they just sick and tired of being sick and tired?
There you go.
There's a big portion that's sick and tired of being sick and tired.
A lot of people are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
Even me, the most sort of annoyed with Kanye, I'm in the most annoyed with Kanye camp. I still woke up today, and the first thing I did before I even talked to you guys was went on and checked to see if it came out. So
that's that hate love. That's that love hate love.
Well, I just love his music so much that I'll always be kind of curious to hear what's happening.
But that's the hate love.
Then when I saw that it wasn't out again, I was like, man, what's wrong with me? Why am I still doing this? This is an abusive relationship.
Now, what if you stopped? What if this is redefining a listening event? It stop promoting it as a rollout of an album and just call it a listening event where you show up and listen.
That would have been if they had said Kanye West's album is coming out sometime in the fall. Leading up to that, he'll be giving listeners a preview in a series of listening events. Boom. Everyone would have been good with that.
Would it have the same sense of urgency, you think?
Yeah, I think people still would have been curious when they start, if they stream them on Apple and people realize that there were different versions playing each time. I think people still would have tuned in.
And it's Kanye, so the stands is going to be in the building.
And he's still doing all kinds of visuals, building his childhood house, creating a situation where he appears to reunite with his brand new ex-wife.
Well, let's not forget he lived at a stadium for a week or something, 2 weeks.
Moved into a football stadium like
They did the whole Truman Show Baker skit Mayfield? On Apple where they had his whole living quarters just streamed for 24 hours with no audio. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where you could just look inside. It was like watching birds in a nest. You ever seen those little videos where they just put like a camera on some birds being hatched in a nest
in the
wild?
National Geographic.
Yeah, I bought an NFT of Kanye going to the bathroom.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I just wanted to put that out there. How annoyed are you at us? At Ebro in the AM, so we can, you know, just get a gauge. Because then that'll kind of help us. Because this is the biggest thing being talked about. Often when we put the show together, we're looking at what people are talking about. They're talking about this, whether they love it or hate it.
Yeah, but again, part of that really is, guys, that what we talked about earlier in the show, the Kanye stans are so loud and noisy that I think they lead to it trending a lot. I don't know if everyone's still talking about Donda, the album, on a regular basis anymore.
No, they're not talking about Donda, the album. They're talking about the spectacle that is Kanye, the whole circumstance. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I hear you. I don't know how much. I'm curious to talk to the people. I don't know how much people care at this very moment. I think they might be ready for something else.
Now, am I off base? Because I don't know if you were there with me when I asserted this last week, Rosenberg, or the other day when Kendrick put out a statement. But was I off base, or are you with me now? That Kendrick is like, yo, Drake, Kanye, exhausting. I'm going to just start dropping heat.
I actually believe you're wrong, and it had nothing to do with that. But I think that's how you feel, and you're not wrong for feeling that way.
Well, like, and I want it to be that way. In my own mind, I want it to be like that. Like, yo, F these dudes. I'm playing.
I think Kendrick was trying to release a statement to let people know what's moving forward. Because, listen, he's leaving TDE, which is a big deal. And I have no inside information on that. But the fact that he's leaving is a big deal. He probably wanted it out there, and he wants to let people know, get ready. It's KDOT time. It's about to be here. I doubt it was in response to what's happening, this nonsense with Kanye and Drake, but it's going to serve that purpose anyway. Because we just got flames from Kendrick. He came with one verse on this Baby Keem record, and now everyone's going to be back in Kendrick talk mode.
Yo, Laura, you know the name of the song?
I don't. I don't know the name of the song.
Juanito, what's the name of the song?
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Let's play it right now. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good money. The Gurus are next.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Got to explain this. Ebro in the morning. With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Tripping.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com, where the squad gets together to heal, to uplift. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. As I burn the sage to zen the environment. Rosenberg, who needs our help?
So many people do, Laura. So many. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Dear gurus, I've been listening for years. I love you all. Shani, light the sage. He's not here. And shouts to Africa.
Damn.
My partner and I have been together since pre-social media age. We met in 2007. We've been living together since 2010. I'm 36. He's 34. We have two daughters and just bought an apartment. We have ups and downs like everyone, but mostly everything in our relationship is great. However, we each have Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. He blocked me on his Snapchat and posts different content on there than he does on the other platforms.
Suspicious behavior.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't have me blocked on the other platforms. Mostly, he posts videos of himself smoking weed and photos of his weed friends, etc. He knows I think this is pretty corny and somewhat inappropriate for a grown man with two kids to post this kind of stuff. Like,
she ain't wrong.
Like, we get it. You smoke weed. You don't have to post it every day.
Who gives a damn?
I don't smoke, by the way. I brought up to him how I feel, but he continues to keep me blocked and post this kind of stuff. The few times I do look at his photos on his story, on his phone, he always has the weed stuff on there. My question is, do I just let it go? Because of our age, and like I said, I haven't dated in the age of social media, I don't know how big of a deal this is, but it does bother me. I'm interested in what you guys think. Thanks. Confused.
Well, listen. Essentially, it's not a big deal. The only reason you don't like it is either A, you see it as juvenile and tacky, and maybe also B, you don't smoke weed, so you're like, why are you even? But it's really not a big deal. It's just goofy and juvenile.
That's it. I mean, that's really how I see it, too. I just think it's childish. That's all it really is.
She didn't mention any other suspicions about being blocked.
Yeah, he's the only reason he don't have you following his page that much is because he's doing something that he knows you don't like, which, by the way, in some regards, is kind of like, you know, I don't want to call it thoughtful, but it, in some ways, like, considerate. Like, yo, you don't like it, so just don't look at it.
So is it that he blocked her because he doesn't want her bitching at him?
Well, he knows it bothers her, and he's not going to change it, so beat it.
My whole thing is, the only thing, would it make her feel better if she's not blocked, even though it you know what he's doing, and
You don't have to go on and watch.
You don't have to. Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't have to sit there and watch. But, you know, if he had blocked her, would it make her feel better? Because does she think that there's something else going on?
It doesn't sound like she thinks something else is going on.
So she just doesn't like him acting a fool, but that's who he is. He wants to smoke a little weed on the snap.
Well, all of it is juvenile, by the way. Blocking her is juvenile.
That's right.
Yes.
Just feeling like you got to every day just smoke pictures of you and your buddy smoking weed. But it's his page, and that's what he's into. It's not like he's a celebrity. He's just a regular dude who's putting up goofy-ish with his friends. Like, people do goofy-ish. Like, you know, just like women do things that are juvenile, too, and dudes kind of accept it. But, you know.
Listen, I don't think any of it's ideal. This isn't, like, amazing and cool. But it's also not the be-all, end-all.
Nah, this is, you know, this is a nothing burger.
Yeah, I don't really see anything.
But we terrible. Do agree that it's corny. We do agree with you that it's corny.
It's corny and it's juvenile, yes.
But so it goes, man. People do corny. Rosenberg, how many things are on your list of juvenile things you do? Keep it on. Our job, our professional job is juvenile.
Hey,
listen, it is. You know what I mean? There's no way around it. I dress like I'm 22.
That is facts.
We do a everyone service has their to the thing. People, okay?
But everyone has their thing. He's right. We all have our thing.
Yeah, but...
Laura's with a guy who does juvenile things, and Laura does juvenile things with her girls.
She used to.
Laura's been an absolute snooze for a year.
Thank you, Rosie.
She's a new mom. She's trying to figure it out. Just wait until young baby likes like 7. Laura's gonna be back in these clubs.
I don't know about all that, but
possible.
Yeah, no, okay. But real talk, okay. He's not cheating on you, and it's not nothing that's extremely like toxic, and it's not harming anyone.
It's just sort of lame,
and it's lame, but. You know,
yeah, you asked. She asked, "Is it a big deal?" No, it's not a huge deal.
No,
it's not a huge deal.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. And listen, if there's some
Rosenberg
sort of
still collects
him not
collectibles, lady,
trusting you,
that's true.
Maybe you can tell him not to block you. But then again, you can't sit there and bitch at him about his smoking weed videos and pics. Like, you know what he's doing. So if you prefer him not block you, you just know what time it is, right?
I think that's right.
All right.
Rosenberg still collects Garbage Pail Kids.
That is not true.
Do you?
He might as well.
I might as well.
So, cálmate. Chill out. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41, Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
step to me,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.